You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome to Locked On Heat, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You'll have to excuse the echo in the room. I'm recording this in the press conference room of the Sacramento Kings Arena. I finished watching the Heat game in the press room here in the Golden One Arena in Sacramento, but I'm here with the recap of the Miami Heat's 136-130 loss to the Orlando Magic. They dropped to 9-20 on the season, 4-11 at home, going to 2-3 on the six-game homestand. Really not what they expected. It was a double overtime game that the Heat had plenty of chances to win, but could not figure out how to do it. Just to kind of rehash some of these opportunities, the Miami Heat had a five-point lead with 48 seconds left after a Dragic three-pointer, but the Magic ended up tying it in regulation on the final play of the game, where the Magic inbounded the ball to Nikola Vucevic, who had Whiteside on him, and Vucevic got the ball to Evan Fournier near the three-point line. Hassan Whiteside actually switched on to him really well, defended him really well, Fournier forced up a bad jump shot, clanged off the backboard, and Serge Ibaka ended up getting the offensive rebound over Justice Winslow and hitting a contested fadeaway two-pointer that really had no business going in, but it did, and that forced the game into the first overtime period. And the Heat at one point got up 117-113 in overtime. They had that lead with a minute and a half left in the first overtime period, but the Magic tied it up. And in the second overtime period, the Magic outscored the Heat 18-12 and ended up winning the game 136-103. Just opportunities going by where the Heat could have won the game, could have closed out, but just weren't able to. And you can go all the way back to that last Magic possession of regulation where Ibaka hit that shot. I mean, they did really everything right. And, you know, it's not as if Winslow didn't box out. It was kind of an awkward angle rebound that Ibaka ended up getting. It was really a lucky shot for Ibaka and for the Magic, but they still had plenty of other opportunities that they didn't convert on. And one of those was with 17 seconds left in overtime, Josh Richardson threw up a jump ball as an inbound pass, and Tyler Johnson ended up fouling Elfrid Payton on this jump ball, and it ended up being a turnover, and Elfrid Payton made some free throws and got the game to within 1 point. And really, that was at least a three-point swing, because if Josh Richardson is able to cleanly inbound that ball with 17 seconds left, the Magic either have to foul the Heat or the Heat have an opportunity for the last shot of the game or to score, period, and extend their lead. Instead, the Magic were able to get it to within 1 point, and that was one of those opportunities there. And the last possession of overtime was a little bit of a head-scratcher, so we wanted to talk about that too. With the last possession, the Heat had Hassan Whiteside and Goran Dragic on the floor. Whiteside, who ended up finishing with over 30 points, we'll get to him later, and Tyler Johnson, who had been a good scorer all game, was on the floor as well. And they inbounded the ball to Justice Winslow, which was okay, because Winslow tends to... It makes sense why he might bring the ball up in a last possession situation, because you have the rest of the team are good offensive players and shooters. You know, you want Dragic maybe off the ball to get him the ball for a three-pointer, or, you know, get him on a switch off an off-ball screen or something like that. Instead, the Heat move Whiteside and Dragic out of the way, and they run a Tyler Johnson, Justice Winslow pick and roll, and Winslow ends up taking a contested layup at the rim. And so maybe the plan was to get the ball to Tyler Johnson on a switch there, but Winslow was the one that ended up taking the shot, and I really was okay with it. I mean, this is a season where you want Winslow to take those opportunities if he's going to be a face of the franchise, a pillar that this team is going to build on. Then you want him to have those opportunities and those experiences, but it was a bit of a head-scratcher there why they didn't go to Tyler Johnson or Whiteside or Dragic there. They really went to their worst offensive player. Justice Winslow was the guy that ended up taking the shot, that last shot of the first overtime period. Okay, so I did want to talk a little bit about Hassan Whiteside. A big game from him, 32 points, 14 of 22 shooting, 15 rebounds and 5 blocks. in a matchup where he had to beat Bismack Biyombo and Nikola Vucevic. As weird of a roster the Magic have, they are deep at the center position. They're deep with front court post players. And Bismack Biyombo specifically is a guy that gave Whiteside some problems in that Toronto series in the playoffs last year, if we remember, before Whiteside got injured, of course. And he won pretty handily that matchup. Biyombo only had 6 points and 9 rebounds. Again, Whiteside, 32 points, 15 rebounds, 5 blocks. Great game from Whiteside. Was able to get good position on Biyombo all night. Really just beat him on the block before and after getting the ball, which is something that I've critiqued Whiteside in the past for, is not doing his homework before getting the ball on the post. And he was able to do that a lot against Biyombo tonight. His hook shots were falling. He hit a couple of nice face-up jumpers. Really just an all-around strong night from Whiteside. And he only played, let me see here, 47 minutes in the including the two overtimes. The Heat probably needed him to play more than that. It's impossible for him to play more than that. A player can only play so much in one night, of course, but he was clearly the most effective player for them. Nikola Vucevic is another guy that the Heat have had problems with in the past. He has since moved to the bench for the Orlando Magic because he's an offensive threat, not necessarily a defensive standout. He finished with 26 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 3 assists, but again, most of his minutes were coming against Miami's reserves. He did play overtime, a lot of the overtime periods, and he was playing against Whiteside a lot of that time. He scored just 6 points in both overtime periods, so not necessarily extremely effective in overtime. And like I said, Whiteside in a couple of his possessions played really great defense on Vucevic, forced him to get rid of the ball, and then was able to switch onto Evan Fournier. They ran this play a couple of times where Vucevic gets the ball, screens, has a ball screen for Fournier, passes it out to Fournier, and Whiteside was able to switch onto him pretty well, and that happened a couple times in the fourth quarter and in overtime. Was really impressed with Whiteside with his perimeter defense and his ability to do that all night. Great game from Whiteside. And then, of course, there was Tyler Johnson, who has been in a bit of a slump lately. He's scored just over 20 points just once in the entire month of December. That is until tonight. He had 32 points on 13 of 20 shooting, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 0 turnovers. That's huge for Tyler Johnson. Huge for the Heat, really, who have had issues with turnovers during this homestand. So that was good to see Tyler Johnson. He's developed this nice little snake-like layup thing that he does. I don't know where this came from, but it kind of started to show up during this homestand a little bit, and he used that a lot tonight. This way that he kind of curls around a big man and pushes him right under the rim, which is what you want to do against opposing bigs, shot-blocking bigs like a Serge Ibaka or Bismack Biyombo, who are good rim protectors. You want to get them right under the rim so that they can't raise up because they're under the basket. And he has this nice, he steps deep into the paint and has this underhanded layup, sometimes with his right hand. He's a left-handed player. Sometimes with his right hand, he'll get it up off the glass. Nice soft touch. It's a new move that we've seen. Really interesting. Speaking of new moves, Justice Winslow is debuting a spin move. I don't know where this came from, but he, from my count, had 3 times this game where he had this nice little spin move where he takes this guy off the dribble, spins around him towards the rim, and scores with a layup, and he did it 3 times and scored all 3 times on it. I don't know where this came from, but it's great to see. So between that and Tyler Johnson's new moves, it's a clear sign that this is what happens when these guys get reps and they get the ball in their hands and they're allowed to experiment and practice. They start developing new offensive moves. We're so used to watching guys like Dwayne Wade and even Chris Bosh and LeBron James, who were complete players for so much of their recent time with the Heat, that we really didn't see people experiment and grow. And this is the kind of thing when you have a young team that you could clearly see growth and development out of them when they're adding new moves and stuff like that. It's great to see. Free throw struggles continue tonight. The Heat started 14-16 from the free throw line, so not at first, but then they missed 6 of their last 10 free throws, finished 18-26 from the line. That's a 69%. Not very nice. And then just one other point, might as well end it on a high note, even though they lost. Their 62 points in the first half was the most they scored in the first half this season, eclipsing the 60-point half that they had against the Wizards in November. Wasn't enough. They ended up losing, so much for ending it on a high note. But overall, a a frustrating game nonetheless, but this is one of those games where the Heat, and Spoelstra even said as much after the game, they did a lot of things right. They did a lot of things right in this game. They weren't able to close out, but they did a lot of things right. And seeing that growth from Tyler Johnson and Winslow, seeing that growth from even Hassan Whiteside, who we've been really critical of recently on this podcast, this was a complete game from him. I was really impressed with Whiteside this game. All right, well, that's all we have for tonight. Apologize again for the echoiness and the quietness of the show and my obvious cold that you could probably hear me sniffling through, but this has been Locked On Heat, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you aren't subscribed already, please do so. You can do that on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to go to iTunes, rate us, review us, say nice things about us. Helps other people discover the show. We'll catch you next time.